This is Kai Tammy from Delhi to Dublin. You're listening to IndyCan Radio.
Welcome to IndyCan Radio, your front row seat and backstage pass to Canada's great emerging music. This is, well, Hillside Inside Edition. This is not the Olympic Edition. We are not a sanctioned sponsor. Anyway, we'll be getting to some great Hillside Inside, and we'll be not covering anything musical happening at the Olympics. But let's kick off with a band from Calgary. This is Once Just. Come on, let me down. Come on, let me down now. Come on, let me down. Come on, let me down now. Come on, let me down. Come on, let me down now. Come on, let me down. Come on, bring it down now.
Don't give me no crack with my hole in the back with the sideways crack. I'm lonely. So much stuff, never gonna be enough. Going out tonight, let's party.
From Delhi to Dublin, and it's just the beginning of Hillside right now. Just for a little background from our listeners, how did your band sort of get together and how did you guys form?
We all came into the band from different places. Andrew was playing at the non-vegetarian restaurant when Tarun approached him and asked him about his sitar. And I was playing at an electronic dance club night, and Tarun approached me about writing some music. And then, so we wrote two tracks. Tarun sent it to Sanjay to lay some vocals over top. And then one day, Ravi just showed up on stage, beating his dhol absolutely as hard as he could, and he was in the band from that moment on.
that's a heartfelt story right there. So I guess my next question would be, how do you guys work out the songwriting? Does everybody contribute all together, or are there a few key writers? How does that all work within your band?
We went on a writing retreat last spring, and you know, sometimes I would come to the table with a few riffs that I had been working on. Sometimes Sanj would come, not Sanj, T would come with like a few beats, like, oh, I have this idea. But then we'd, you know, sort of, we'd Andrew and I would work on some changes, some writing. So it definitely is a collaborative process.
Yeah, there's this ongoing creative tension between the electronic music and the heavy metal factions.
Yeah.
And there's a constant clash, but what comes out is Celtic Indian music.
Right, very nice. Yeah, I can say personally that I love your sound. I got to see you guys at the Lula Lounge a while back, and it was a really fun show, so you guys have great energy. I understand you have a new album coming up May 4th, is it?
Is that right? May 4th.
And have you guys decided on an album name yet?
We have so many emails. You know, we should put those emails together one day. We came up with some great names, like what were some top picks that were really... We had a competition because we couldn't really decide, and the winner was Who's Sleeping with a White Chick? But we decided not to use that. What did we end up going with?
Who's Sleeping with the Korean Guy?
Yeah. That's it. Everyone wants to know.
For your band and for other bands in the music industry, just trying to make it and get out there and get your music known and somehow find out a way to make a living off this. So what are some of the struggles that you've faced?
This band has actually been amazingly struggle-free. Andrew and I were just talking this morning, saying that, you know, sometimes you just need to stop and be grateful with what's happened so far, and it's just, you know, you could always want more and want to make more money and play bigger venues, but we've had some amazing, amazing breaks so far, so hopefully that continues on.
So you'd say that your advancement is sort of progressing at a pretty decent level and everything's sort of going the way you would like it to go. How about you, Andrew? What do you think?
Yeah, no, I used to always wish that things would progress more quickly, but with this band I found like things were progressing about as quickly as I could wrap my mind around it, so I think it's been going at a good pace.
Wow, that sounds great. It's rare that we get that news, so it's really nice to hear you guys are doing well. My last question, which is a little bit different, I think I'm going to ask this to all the bands that I talked to today. If you could choose between performing or writing, and if you had to choose only one, which one would you choose and why? So I'll ask this to each of you.
The two are so intertwined, it's very hard to... I performed at an Irish pub for many years, playing cover songs, and I love performing, but in the end it just didn't fulfill me the way writing and performing original music does.
Right, so the combination is really what does it for you, right?
Definitely.
And how about for you, Andrew?
For me, it would be performing if we somehow managed to get roadies, taking care of all our gear, and if it was like, you know, Star Trek,
groupies.
Where we could, yeah, groupies,
you know,
and we could
performing.
Just be beamed down to the next gig, you know, just like boom, like that'd be very cool.
Andrew actually would sell out in a second. He wants to be in a cover band. All like that's
I already have sold out. Actually, I'm in the Delhi to Dublin cover band.
Yes. Here comes Sanjay and Ravi.
Hi, my name's Ravi, and you're listening to IndieCam Radio.
I'm going to ask you two the most difficult question that I just asked these two.
If I had to choose only writing or only performing, I would choose only performing, with hands down, without any without any question.
And why is that?
The reason being that I feel I was a performer first. I'm only slowly getting into my writing right now. Like I'm still a far, far, far place away from being a good writer by any means. So. And initially when I first started, I was in a percussion group, so it was like it was more of a performance thing. So I kind of started on the whole performance side first. So, and that's where I get, you know, that's the drug.
Yeah.
I can grow into my writing shoes at some point. Maybe things would change, but at this point in time, I would say performing.
All right, great. Well, thanks for doing these questions so last minute as you just walked in.
Hey, no problem. Sanjay. We are Delhi to Dublin, and you are listening to Indie Can Radio.
Hi, I'm Paula Perry.
And this is Jesse O'Donnell, and you're listening to Indie Can at Hillside Inside.
Anything special this year in terms of problems?
Special in terms of problems.
Just your regular run-of-the-mill problems, right? Yeah.
These things, it'd be great if they just ran themselves.
wouldn't it?
any unusual problems this year? Anything brand new?
No, I don't think so. You know, this is our third time around. I think we've got the venue figured out. You know, we've got lots of those little details that came up the first couple years ironed out. The volunteers have been doing it for 3 years now, so everyone you know, knows where things are located and all the frequently asked questions, so we feel pretty good.
With any event, there's always, you know, minor details that have been overlooked or things that maybe in a perfect world don't work out like you planned them to, so it's kind of just committing to being liquid and go with the flow and just dealing. There's nothing too big.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, the community has totally taken the Hillside outside because, I mean, it's been like 26 years or whatever, right?
This will be their 27th.
Exactly.
Summer, yeah.
And it sells out even before people know what the bands are coming. But Hillside Inside still needs more selling or, you know, just getting people excited about it. What's that process in terms of getting the community excited about Hillside Inside?
Well, I think that we actually, you know, we have to work hard with our marketing and we have to let people know that the event is happening, you know, who's playing. And I think often we take that for granted with the Summer Festival because we do sell out. And so, you know, it's been a really cool experience for us. We've been doing all sorts of diverse marketing. Paula's worked with Ox TV. You know, we've gotten really cool sponsorships with Pattison Outdoors, doing lots of, you know, print ads, posters. So I think we just have to work harder at it from that perspective.
Is the economy an issue for you this year?
Absolutely. I think that most the industry of just events and festivals in general, even I read something the other day from Live Nation, one of the biggest concert promoters in Canada, and you're realizing that this is entertainment and this is an extra, and so that sometimes it's, if it's beside, you know, putting food on the table or checking out Ani DeFranco, some people have to make a choice. So it's, you know, everyone's been affected and we've definitely felt it as well.
On-site sales have been great today.
They have.
You know, there was an article in the Globe and Mail today about Alyssa P. Isaac and mentioned her performance here at Hillside. So we've gotten some really great promotions. You know, we were on CBC Radio 2. Our executive director Marie did an interview. So there's certainly been a lot of buzz in the last week.
Do you have anyone performing that you have made arrangements to get someone else to look after your duties so you can see them?
Absolutely. If I can take this one first. I get made fun of in the office a lot for my sick adoration of Hawksley Workman. It's slightly obsessive. So I'm excited for Hawksley and for Woodhands. I've told people that even if the building is burning, I will be dancing and you're going to have to figure it out on your own. So I'm really excited. The programming this year is so diverse and so, it's just so exciting. It's going to be a great day.
Yeah. I think Woodhands ready for the dance party at 11:50, and Delhi to Dublin. I'm really excited for too.
Oh yeah, great. Yeah, we just talked to them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah, keep up the good work. Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you for being here.
You've been taking me apart. You're gonna put me back together. Gonna stop me from the start. I've been wrecking my blood. Been wrecking my brain. I've been killing my heart. I've been living in the pain. So when we fight sometimes, when we're clawing at each other, gotta think it's all for something at the end of all the trouble. Gonna build something to last, not to let it crumble fast. Wanna be the ones I'm standing when all the time is past. And if I'm feeling unplugged, feeling swept under the rug, need to hold the lantern for me, need to pick me back up. Wanna remember all the things that we said we wanna do. Don't wanna start to pull away, cause it's easier to do when you look at something ugly that you thought you hid away. When it's coming back to haunt you on an unsuspecting day, we're gonna be the harbor where we can just tie our little boats, a place to fight off all the lions that keep gnashing at our throats. Everybody that we trust says it's harder than it looks. Something good's a constant struggle when there's a tree there to be shook. Better believe the wind will blow, it'll try to push you down, it'll try to pull the roots and leave you crying on the ground. We'll make time, though there ain't that much of time. Oh, and we'll make love in the middle of the night. And we'll make time, though there ain't that much.
such a time. Oh, and we'll make love in the middle of the night. And we'll make time, though there ain't that much of time. Oh, and we'll make love in the middle of the night. And we'll make time, though there ain't that much of time. Oh, and we'll make love in the middle of the night. I hope we're older someday and we're growing so much. I hope that we still feel a wonder in our kissing and our touch. No doubt the world is against you when you're after something new. It ain't the fashion to be fatal, even though it's right to do. And it's confusing sometimes, even the good ones fall away. You have to keep the fire burning.
Hi, my name's Nils.
I'm Paul.
I'm Amy.
And we're the Rural Albert Advantage.
You are listening to
IndyCan Radio.
Don't want this heart, don't want this place. God being slow as the beats out of pace. West side apartment grows lonely and dark. West side apartment is two more empty hearts. I see your keys hanging in the same place. They haven't moved for a month or even a day. This is how it was fun, we should do. Give ourselves some time, 10 years in the day. I need you now, I need you then. I never wanna feel this again. Separate the room with painful divides until there's nothing left to remind. Never wanna see you again. Slow as the beats out of pace. West side apartment grows lonely and dark. West side apartment is two more empty hearts. I wanna hurt, I wanna betray. It's not like me to make your heart break. This is hard, it was fun, we should do it again. Give ourselves some time, 10 years from the day.
Because we need this so bad. Because I need you so bad. will it take to run and hide? Should be hibernating. How long will it take to catch this tail that I've been chasing around? How long will it take until I find where all my friends are sleeping? How long will it take to catch this tail that I've been chasing around? Tell me, will I make it out alright? I've underestimated. Feels like December's caving in. Will I see April on the other side?
Aid the Getaway by Alert the Medic. And before that, we had a Hillside Inside Superset. Oh my God, I just hate the sounds of that. Is that cheesy or what? We had the Royal Alberta Advantage, and we're going to be hearing an interview with them on next week's show. And I really enjoyed their set and look forward to bringing that to you. We had Hoxley Workman, which, as you heard from organizers Jesse and Paula, especially Paula. She seems to be the one who needs to maybe enter a 12-step recovery program on the issue of Hoxley Workman, and I hope treatment goes well. But I can see what the attraction was. I've seen Hoxley at Canadian Music Cafe, just him and his keyboard player, and he was rocking out the set this particular day at Hillside. Big band, big V-neck guitar. I wish I'd got that taped. He was talking about this new Gibson V, Flying V, that he said it's kind of like some girls he knows. It figures just because it looks so good, it shouldn't have to do any work, and it should just be, you know, a free ride for this guitar. But then he put it to work, and it sounded great. And so we did hear from the organizers, and I'll talk a little bit more about Hillside's plight. I mean, there's nothing wrong with the music. There's nothing wrong with the people that go there. Nothing wrong with the venue that it's in, but their numbers were down, and many will be debating what's going on there, and I'll throw my hat in the ring for that, too. Why not? And Delhi to Dublin was my biggest surprise. I'd heard some good things about them, but I never got to see them. Anytime they've been around, I've just been doing something else, and I always wanted to. You know, I always went for that, you know, Celtic Bollywood scratch scene. So, you know, I thought, oh, not another Celtic Bollywood scratch band. But no, they turned me on as being something unique and special. And right, we start off with Once Just from Calgary, reinventing themselves again. I mean, they just, I mean, they're not reinventing themselves, but I mean, they always come up with something a little bit different and unusual and nice effort. That's brand new. I just got it and I want to play it for you immediately. Hillside Inside. Okay, so I mean, there was more people from Toronto there than ever before. That's kind of good. It's neat when Toronto goes, oh, wow, we're not the center of the universe. There's some really cool things going on in Guelph. I'm going to go there. And it's great value all afternoon, all evening, just band after band after band after band. Go to IndieCan.com for a whole review of Hillside and some pictures. It's just like being there, only without the ringing in the ears. There was some squawking and there was some tension, and like there's a recession, as they referred to, and I know that the second Hillside Inside didn't do as well as the first one, and the third one didn't do as well in terms of numbers of people coming out as the second one. So if they struggled last year, they are in a financial crisis this year, and I don't think they should give up on the setting. Maybe it's a ticket price issue. I can't really speak to that. Just some of the organizational things. Some of the media were griping and complaining, and I think they took pretty good care of us. So one of the volunteers said that their attempt was to protect the artists from the media. Now, that I did not hear from the organizers, and I'm glad I didn't, because I would have taken issue with that. I mean, we're all in this together has always been our attitude. You know, I make music too, and I've never found media attention to be a hardship. I mean, what is this, some sort of weird family dynamic where the artist is the victim and the media is the perpetrator and Hillside is the rescuer? I mean, sounds like, you know, treatment for everybody. But anyway, like I said, I didn't hear that from the horse's mouth. I just don't think that the lines are so divided. I mean, we all get along, we're all in this together, and we all believe in the same things, and we can all help each other. I mean, that's how I see it. I wouldn't have anything to talk about without great music, and you know, if I wasn't at Hillside, I'd be somewhere. There's always something going on musically, and always something fascinating to talk about. But love Hillside, looking forward to the summer thing, and looking forward to what Hillside might morph into. The possibilities include doing kind of a Guelph version of a North by Northeast or Canadian Music Week, where it's in clubs, maybe even churches, and that way they could do more all-ages stuff, tour around the town and see shows. Maybe they'd make it a two-day event. We'll see what happens to that. But they got a great team, and there's a demand for that. Just a matter of getting things right. And, you know, I hope they don't throw the towel in on Hillside Inside. We'll have some more from Hillside Inside later in this show and later in future shows. We just love to do that. We've talked about artists who are playing at the Olympics. I think it's a great thing that they mix sports and culture. But there seems to be a lot of heavy-handedness from the Olympic organization. And so I just want you all to know that IndyCan is not an official sponsor of the 2010 Winter Olympics. Okay. I think legally we're covered. We've, over the last few weeks, covered a lot of great bands that are going to be playing there. And coming up, as a matter of fact, I mentioned the Rural Alberta Advantage. They're going to be there. Woodhands is going to be there. We're going to be hearing from them. I'm going to get some more Vancouver music in. Here's a band that's going on the road out east after the Olympics. 5440 is coming back to Ontario. And I remember asking them about, what was this song about? What was that song about last time I had them in the studio? And here's a song I've always wondered. Guys, Blue Plate Special from Say Yes to Everything, a great True North record. If you don't own it, it's part of Canadiana, man. Gotta have it. And let's collectively try to answer the question, What does this mean?
Song, and I say, yeah, that's a good one. She said, doll, and this time it's not an act. I'm so lost, and I am just around.
Please believe me when I tell you so. I'm a lion when we are one, but without you I'm a kamikaze. I'm a high strung. I'm hanging up inside the hot sun, but think about you and I'm undone. Oh, Marlena, kamikaze, life is not fun. A ghost to me on every corner. You're like a ghost to me on every man's arm. I know you're somewhere in the city. You're like a ghost to me.
You're like a ghost to me. You're like a ghost to me on every corner. You're like a ghost to me on every man's arm. I know you're somewhere in the city.
The Zolas, that is another great Vancouver project. In between, we had a little more Hillside action from Hillside in the summer, the Arkells. One of the most magical moments on the island stage was that Arkells show. They felt it. they really knew that they were connecting with the audience, and people were in the mood for that rock and roll. I've got a video going up on YouTube very soon of that song, John Lennon. That's got to be the fifth song off of Jackson Square that I've played on this show. It is so deep and great music. Okay, we still have Woodhands, a little chat with them on deck. Looking forward to that. We've got some Mercury City, something new that I just downloaded. And Jenny Whiteley just got this in. Let's see what she's got. We'll see you next week.
There's not a cloud to spoil the view, but it's raining in my heart. I tell my blues they mustn't show, but soon these tears are bound to flow.
I see the world in black. I'll be there if you still believe in me. If you don't forget who you are, if you remember who I am.
Hey, this is Dan Werb from Woodhands, and you're listening to IndieCan Radio.
Guys, you're closing the trilogy of Hillside Insight. What other career events equal this sort of honor?
Well, I can only think back to the last time we played Hillside in the summer, which was a pretty crazy night.
It was a really special night for us,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
It was one of those moments where, like, if you could describe a perfect show for us, you know, it's like, it really is about the crowd, and yeah, that crowd was a perfect crowd. It was
definitely
unbelievable.
Definitely.
Yeah, I think you won't be unsatisfied. They've been telling their friends, and they're talking this up. Even the volunteers will be happy to throw off their volunteer shirt.
Nice.
And get down to Woodhands.
Oh, man,
hopefully
we're super excited.
Still help us with our gear afterwards. Hopefully they'll put their volunteer shirts back on.
So how am I going to make this interesting? How many times have you been interviewed today?
Oh, man, we're totally here.
We're fresh.
I know you're fresh, but I'm just trying to think of something new for you. So let's skip music.
Okay.
You got the choice of hockey, childhood trauma, hobbies, or gardening. What'll it be?
I'm ruling out gardening.
I'm ruling out childhood trauma.
Okay.
I think that might just get weird.
So what are we left with? Hockey or...
Hobbies. Or hobbies.
How about dating?
Dating?
I choose hockey. Oh, man. He's calling us
no,
out.
No, we're for real. We're real.
We just got called out by the man.
Let's talk about this show in terms of the way a hockey player would describe how they got ready for this event.
Well, big pasta dinner and, you know, ice down the pants and helmet on.
Yeah, totally. And, you know, dating Hillary Duff.
Yeah. Yeah. And Alicia Cuthbert.
Guys, you forgot 110%. I'm thinking you're fakers here.
Right.
Okay, any predictions for the Olympics?
I think we're going to win.
Like... Yeah, I think it's gonna happen. There's gonna be a lot of gold medals handed out
to us. Yeah,
it's gonna be great.
Yeah, it's gonna be we're gonna display our athletic prowess. It'll be quite amazing.
Are you going to the Olympics by any chance? Are you guys playing there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are. Yeah. Yeah, we have a show on the 20th.
On the 20th.
Yeah.
Right? That should be great, eh?
Yeah, it'll be great. Yeah.
Does it come with hockey tickets or ice skating or
I think
luge
that would,
or anything?
Raise the ticket price to over $700.
Yeah, no,
it's not really our demographic. Yeah.
It comes with a Woodhands show, and we provide
at which
it.
You can have the option of buying merch.
Yes, it's true.
That option is provided.
Okay, I think we've exhausted the sports theme here. So let's go back to music one more time. So you got Hillside, you got Olympics. What's next?
We're actually doing a big tour of Canada, and then starting in Vancouver,
yeah,
and then a tour of America, and then beyond. We'll see what happens.
And where can people find you online if they're listening to you for the first time?
Probably
now.
MySpace is a good place. Yeah. MySpace.com/Woodhands.
Woodhands.com gets you there.
Yeah, Woodhands.com. You can find us on Facebook also.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go get them, boys.
Cool.
Thank you.
Thanks.
more information on the artists featured on today's show, visit indycan.com.